strength to that.
Is a fuel gauge an issue?
What about it?
Needs to be purchased.
Is it it's an expenditure of funds, or it's a road and bridge issue?
It's a road and bridge issue. I sent an email out to all of you. Yeah. I only got one response back.
Was that me?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. I'm sure it wasn't
the
me
thinking, the, no, it wasn't. The thinking was to have, because Linda's the purchasing agent, that she needs to come present it to the commission.
That's fine.
It'll take under 5 minutes.
I know.
And she is prepared to present it to the gentleman.
And Linda's prepared to present it. Okay, that's fine. Just put it on there.
I mean, it'll be like 5 minutes.
We are.
I see. Okay.
That's the only thing I've seen that I thought was questionable about it was the expense, but it's some newfangled gadget that does more than just the level of fuel.
We have another individual, Mr. Van Kirk, that would like to come talk to you about tires and transfer station. He actually had emailed me about a piece of property that had a lot of tires on them, trying to get rid of them. He wanted permission to either be able to take it to the transfer station during spring cleanup at like 50 cents each, or if he was unable to do that, then he wanted to like break down his bill into three payments because there are so many tires. Because normally it's $2.
Break his bill down to three payments. So we take tires to the transfer station.
Yes.
And we charge?
$2.
$2.
During spring cleanup, it goes down to $1. He's asking for his to be $50.
I can't see that we could treat him any different than anyone else.
So he's going to come in and speak with
timing for such a proposal. If he has so many, we can extend the amount of time. We've done that for others because we don't want somebody bringing in something that fills the trailer up. But this deal here, a request of less dollars would be turned down by the commission. It cost us that.
That's the email that I received from him.
500 or so used tires.
Yeah. See, that fills up our trailers, then we have no other way to take in the public's trail. So there's different companies that come before us and request that they bring them in 2 or 3 days after, then they can bring another trailer down and fill it up and put those tires. But I'm not for any price reduction.
Well, is it necessary for him to come before the commission, or is this something that we can handle all
answered
through our administrator? Oh.
That probably handled with a phone call from you, Mr. Hassel.
Well, sure, whatever. So what are we going to do with that?
There's no need for him to come before the county commission and request such a thing because we can't do it. If we do that for him, we have to do it for everybody.
Would you call him, Nikki? Oh, it's addressed to Nikki. It's perfect. And tell him what Mr. Strahan just said. You don't have to use his name, but...
Are you going to do a dollar?
Well, if that's what we do for everybody else, that's what we're going to do.
And extend the amount of time that
he
would have to bring
him in?
Just like we do everybody else.
Okay, can you give me a time frame that I can convey to him?
That would be something that Stottle would be able to tell you at Road and Bridge.
Would you like me to call Stottle?
Yeah, and I have him. I think he's kind of the main rod of setting that up. And he'll know when they... Because they bring a big trailer, and then they put those tires in there. As people bring them in, they have no idea if there's going to be a few or a lot. But some people bring them in, and they fill that trailer up. Then they turn around and...
They said you were looking for November. That's November.
I'm
looking for November.
That's all there is.
Then they have another trailer come in, and these certain individuals who have called and prearranged extend the time to fill the trailer.
I know that it was in
1966.
Okay.
I don't know what the election
was.
That's the only thing we found.
We're going to hold.
There's nothing in any of the
The only thing that matters is where we're talking about.
I didn't join you. Yeah, that's not what this is.
I didn't say that. But we can give you that. But there's all that is just him talking about waiting to be done.
I guess you guys asked for all of the pending petitions.
It was my senior year of high school.
Yeah, that'd be J.I.
We can bring you all the maps in 1965. We can bring
old planning and zoning files.
Okay, we have 30 maps.
I don't have the old planning and zoning files. Planning and zoning has the old planning and zoning files.
That's something we discussed in the afternoon. We can discuss it in the afternoon. Do we have anything in the afternoon?
Back to the jail where we took the old files.
There's not hold.
There was a file.
Is that a report?
No planning and zoning.
From his trip up there in that meeting?
He wanted to talk about like four, three or four things.
I can't tell you. I know that in the early 80s, there were also elections to retain.
Just hold off?
That's something that we would schedule administratively.
Okay.
So I guess you guys just let me know.
I put in minutes that I haven't found any ballot. But I'll bring everything we can.
If you can find that, that's what we're going to need is the original ballot that P&Z was. Thank you, Donna.
Okay.
No. 1 o'clock. Didn't have anything scheduled for 1 o'clock, right?
I have to fit these things in here.
Right, but we're going to do all that in the morning, correct?
Yes. Hopefully we can get through all that.
And whatever doesn't get through will be carried to 1, or you want to schedule some up for 1.
I may. Let me look at...
Let her look at
time. Do you want to schedule something for 1?
Well, that's what I was thinking, but we don't have to. But
public comment at 2 p.m.
Right. It'd be a good time to work on any of the policies that we've got if we want to sit and do that. I'm just trying to fill up the bare spot there.
I'd let her put some of those, or we may even take some of this administrative stuff in at 1 o'clock.
So what you're thinking that what she's got here is going to carry us all the way?
That's what I want her to do. She'll take and break that down.
I have to put this in here so I can see how much time I have left.
Each one of those agenda items, Ron, has a specific amount of time that they have said that it would take in. She can break that down, and like she said, this one will take 5 minutes. This other one's going to be about 10 minutes. And she can break that down, and if it comes to a point to where we recess at 11 or 11:30, then we can take it up again at 1 before we...
And continue on.
Continue on.
You give me an idea? Because I think we'll do all of this 10:30.
When that goes on the agenda, we may get it done, but then public comment may be longer because of some of the things that are on there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let you know on the timing after I get this completed.
Okay.
Let's see. Was that what we were scheduled for? Was agenda review?
Yes.
Administrative is also listed.
Okay.
There's administrative and the agenda request review.
So right now?
What?